We started the project, the Arkansas-Vietnam War Project, a few years ago. We wanted to document and preserve information about Arkansas's Vietnam War veterans and the impact that the war had on them. And so what we've been doing is going around interviewing guys, collecting their stories. We're also collecting photographs, letters, diaries, that sort of thing, to kind of give a broader picture of their experiences.
And you mentioned this a little bit, so who are you talking to? Are you talking to those involved in combat or other areas of the war? Are you talking to just men? Who are you trying to reach?
Really anybody that was involved in the war. I mean, our particular focus are guys that were in theater, that were actually there during the war. But we've interviewed guys from every branch, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force. And it doesn't... they could have been in a support role. You know, these are not John Wayne stories that we're necessarily looking for. But, you know, the way I look at it is that everybody's role was important and everybody had a contribution and everybody has a story to tell. And one thing that I often tell guys that are kind of maybe a little apprehensive about doing an interview is that I say that if you don't tell your story, nobody else will.
Why is it important to talk to these veterans and get their stories?
Well, I think that, for a couple of reasons. I think just historically, I think it's important to understand the war and its impact on people. And particularly since we live in Arkansas, obviously, we really want to learn what the war was like for Arkansans. And I've even done a couple of interviews with wives that was interesting because that they were married at the time and then that they shipped. The guy shipped off and, to get that broader perspective. But I think also it's important kind of more on a, for lack of a better term, local level in the sense that these are family stories. And in a way, it's kind of family history, you know, there's a big kick in the last several years about doing your genealogy with Ancestry.com and all that kind of stuff. And, I've had a lot of family members tell me, sons, daughters, grandchildren, et cetera, after the interview, because we always give a copy of the interview to the family. And they'll say, you know, I'm so glad you did this interview. You know, if you hadn't got these stories out of Dad, we would have never gotten them. And, for those families to have that record that they might not have gotten otherwise, I think is important.
What do you hope interviewees gain from this experience?
I hope that they understand or can learn that what they did is important and that they're valued. And, you know, a lot of the particularly with the Vietnam vets, you know, they definitely weren't treated the way that veterans are treated today. And they had it a lot rougher. And you know, I'd like to let these guys know, and women, if I can find some, that their experiences are important and they deserve to be known.